Best Star Wars Unlimited Accessories 2026 Deck Pod Tokens Sleeves and Playmat. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. For one Star Wars Unlimited Deck Biopaque Standard Size Sleeves, a box that gives the leader and base dedicated visible homes, a compact token tray, and a mat. GameGenics Deck Pod is the cleanest all-in-one official option for one deck, but it becomes bulky when you carry several and can be tight around unusually thick inner sleeve combinations. Star Wars Unlimited is an accessory designer's pleasant problem. The leader and base deserve to stay visible, the deck wants ordinary protection, and the tokens multiply like a committee with no sunset clause. Imani builds the kit around four zones, deck, leader, base, and tokens, then chooses the smallest transport that keeps those zones intact. The official deck pod solves that brilliantly for one deck. It is not automatically the best answer for six. What accessories do you need for Star Wars Unlimited? A complete SWU loadout has four different jobs: protect the deck, display the leader, identify the base, and organize tokens. Treating all four as a single pile is why generic boxes feel inconvenient. Treating each as a separate suitcase is why bags become ridiculous. The useful system puts the deck in opaque sleeves, the leader in a visible rigid slot, the base in its own pocket, and the tokens in a shallow drawer or tray. You should be able to present all four in under a minute. Rehearse the deployment in play order. Leader and base become public first, deck and resource area follow, then the token tray opens where both players can read it. If a container forces you to remove every component to reach one card, the architecture is wrong. Fast setup matters because it preserves attention for the opening hand and the first initiative decision. Use the one deck test before buying a fleet. Sleeve one real list, add 5 to 10 matching replacements, load its actual leader and base, place every token you use, and carry that exact kit to 3 sessions. The repeated annoyance after those sessions identifies the next purchase. A loose leader calls for a protected display slot, a muddled board calls for clearer tokens or a larger mat, a heavy bag calls for less container, not more. Is the Star Wars Unlimited Deck Pod worth buying? GameGenic rates the official deck pod for up to 60 double-sleeved cards optimized for its sleeve system. It includes a detachable UV-protected slide card case for the leader, a base card pocket, and a token drawer. The product measures 100x117x109. That is excellent architecture for a favorite deck. Open one object and the whole table appears. The caveat is physical. Several pods become bulky, and community reports flag that very thick or resealable inner sleeve combinations can make the leader case or card capacity feel tight. Buy one before standardizing an entire fleet. Load the pod with the exact sleeve combination you intend to keep, then close it without compressing the deck. Test the leader case with the actual leader treatment, not a spare common. If one complete favorite deck travels weekly, the dedicated zones earn their volume. If six experimental decks rotate constantly, smaller modular boxes and a separate token tray may be the smarter fleet. Which sleeves work best for Star Wars Unlimited? SWU cards use standard size trading card sleeves. Opaque matte backs are the dependable default for play and webcam contrast. Keep matching spares with the deck. If the deck contains a showcase leader or valuable cards, test the exact inner and outer combination inside the chosen box before sleeving the whole list. Premium art sleeves can be fun, but a sleeve system is successful when the cards shuffle cleanly and no damaged corner becomes the most interesting thing at the table. Use the same sleeve batch for the playable deck and inspect the backs under one light source. Resource cards begin as ordinary deck cards, so uniformity matters before they enter the resource row. Carry 5 to 10 replacements. A sleeve system that looks cinematic but catches during every shuffle is not immersive. It is a tiny mechanical tax paid on every round. Which Star Wars Unlimited tokens are actually useful? Damage, experience, shield, initiative, and reminder pieces should be distinguishable at a glance. Premium acrylic or official tokens improve tactility, but the real requirement is contrast and a shallow tray that lets both players inspect the state. Do not bury tokens beneath the deck or keep them loose in the same well as card edges. If you upgrade, prioritize the token you touch most and the condition that players misread most often. Run a visibility test from the opponent's chair. Damage and experience must not be confused, shields should read immediately, and initiative should never vanish into the art. Use a single consistent meaning for each die color if dice replace counters. Premium tokens earn their place when they reduce questions and resets, not merely when they make the table heavier. Do you need a playmat for Star Wars Unlimited? A mat protects cards and makes the board state easier to parse. A visually quiet surface is the budget answer, but the officially licensed GameGenic Hyperspace Game Mat XL is the stronger themed recommendation when Star Wars Unlimited has become a regular table. Its 27.5-inch square footprint creates one large slip-resistant play surface, so measure the table before buying it and leave room for the opponent. Store the mat rolled and keep token residue, drinks, and food outside its edge. Hyperspace is not improved by Salsa. For webcam play, test the surface on camera before buying more Daker. Sleeves, tokens, and card frames should separate cleanly at the actual exposure level. A spectacular Starfield loses the duel if compression and glare hide damage or resources. Keep leader, base, deck, discard, resource row, and ground and space arenas consistent through habit rather than adhesive clutter. What should you pack for a Star Wars Unlimited event? Pack the deck, leader, base, tokens, matching spare sleeves, mat, trade binder only if needed, water, and event details. Photograph the complete open kit once. That image becomes the return home checklist. Do not buy multiple premium boxes until the first one has survived real use. One deck pod can be brilliant. A modular row of smaller boxes may be better for a player who changes decks every week. After three events, write down the friction instead of shopping from memory. Did tokens spill? Did the leader case slow setup? Did a sleeve split? Or did unused gear occupy half the bag? Upgrade the repeated failure. The most effective command kit is not the largest one. It is the one whose pieces return to the same positions without thought. Final verdict. Build around the four visible jobs: deck, leader, base, and tokens. The deck pod is an excellent one-deck answer. Modular boxes win when your fleet grows. Frequently asked questions. What accessories do I need for Star Wars Unlimited? Opaque standard size sleeves, a box for the deck, a visible home for the leader and base, tokens or dice, and optionally a playmat. Is the game Genic deck pod worth it? Yes, for one favorite deck because it integrates leader, base, deck, and tokens. Buy one before committing to several because multiple pods take substantial bag space. How many cards fit in the deck pod? GameGenic specifies up to 60 double-sleeved cards optimized for GameGenic sleeves. Very thick or resealable inner sleeves can change the practical fit. Does Star Wars Unlimited use standard size sleeves? Yes. Use the standard TCG sleeve category used by Magic, Pokémon, and Lorcana. Do I need premium SW tokens? Number premium tokens improve tactility and recognition, but clear inexpensive counters work. Upgrade the pieces players touch or misread most often. Should the leader be in a rigid holder? A rigid visible holder is convenient and protective, especially for showcase leaders. Confirm the holder still closes with the sleeve combination you use. Is an SWU playmat required? Number it is a useful handling and visual clarity upgrade, especially for webcam play or rough tables. What should I carry to an SWU event? Deck, leader, base, tokens, matching spare sleeves, mat, event details, water, and only the trade cards you intend to trade. Is the GameGenic deck pod worth buying for every SWU deck? Buy one for a favorite deck and test it through several events first. Its dedicated leader case, base pocket, deck well, and token drawer are excellent, but multiple pods consume substantial bag space. Players who rotate many experimental decks may prefer compact modular boxes plus one shared token tray. What makes a good Star Wars Unlimited token set? Contrast, consistent meaning, and easy inspection matter more than material. Damage, experience, shield, and initiative pieces should be distinguishable from the opponent's seat and should not damage nearby sleeves. Upgrade to acrylic or metal only when the added tactility does not reduce clarity or portability.